Welcome to Real Talk Love Therapy. I'm Eli.
I'm Daisha.
Where we cut the bullshit, challenge stereotypes of what love looks like for the millennial age. This week's episode, how to survive bringing bae home for the holidays. Before we get started on this episode, we have to thank our Patreon supporters. Patrick Murray.
Rosario Solano.
Crystal LeBlanc.
And Max Iglesias.
So we actually have a new Patreon supporter to the Patreon shout-out club. Her name is Maria Anastasia Guillen.
What? Thank you all so much for supporting. If you also want to get a shout-out before the episode starts, check out patreon.com/realtalklovetherapy. We are on it. End of the year. Holiday season, holiday cheer.
Woo woo.
And I feel like I got this a couple times. Wanted to hit on what is our thought process in bringing a partner home for the holiday season? There's family, there's them kind of seeing how you lived, where you come from, the roots. It's that next level, the next echelon of a relationship. And it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't make it home. I shouldn't say that. I made it home for one relationship. The other one, I wasn't gonna get home with a 10-foot pole. Although, fun story, I did, I shouldn't say that. I made it home. They weren't there. That's the only reason why I made it home. And that was my boyfriend with the racist parents.
Classic.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That actually, I guess that's like my little moment that I savor is the fact that she had a black girl in her house and she didn't know it.
I don't know. I guess it's the case where I have brought partners over. I come from a Latin family, so I gotta worry about my aunts particularly. Like the Latin women in the family don't fuck around. And it's like I don't know, it's kinda like a Scott Pilgrim thing, but instead of the boyfriends, it's Diaz. Like then in Latin families you gotta really worry about them, where my uncles are pretty harmless, but I always tell my girlfriends that like before they come home for the holidays, it's like those are some people you're gonna have to worry about.
Oh yeah, it's always I feel like it's the opposite of whomever you're bringing home or whoever the same gender is of the person you're bringing home. That's the side that's gonna care. So like for you, you're bringing a girl home. So like obviously the women are gonna be like, mm-hmm. We gotta check it out. Whereas like, actually no, because for me, if I brought a man home, my mom would be, she'd be all up in there.
That's so funny. Speaking of exes and family, her mom still calls me.
The ex.
The ex.
Yeah. She cares more about him than sometimes it feels like me. She'll be like, how's the ex-husband? I'm like, did you ask me how I was doing?
You can't blame her. We met. She was a delightful woman. We connected. And I'm sorry that I left a lasting impression. She's going to be comparing. You're going to be married. Your kid's going to be running around. And she's going to be looking sad outside the window. And you're going to be like, what's wrong, mom? I'm like, I'm just thinking about your ex-husband, Eli, and what could have been. You beautiful Puerto Rican jelly beans could have been bouncing around my house.
Right.
I'm good with parents. I pride myself.
Okay, I feel like you're better with parents than you were in the actual marriage that we were fucking in.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter at that point. As long as everyone else loves you, it's like, oh, Eli's great.
So then why the fuck?
And then we get divorced, and it's like, what'd you do, Daisha? And all you have is Hooters. But
anyway,
I worry about
how you gonna treat everybody else better than the person you with.
only you. That's the thing.
Yeah, because you're trash. But
I think I want to like leave a good impression, especially for the moms. But that goes in general with like all my relationships. I'm like, I think a lot of like particularly boyfriends are like scared to meet the parents, but I'm like particularly like excited. It's like I find it as a very fun.
You're
challenge.
Excited?
Oh yeah, I love it. It's, I look forward to it. I'm like, I kind of want to push it on a little bit. I'm like, hey, I should meet your parents. And they're like, what? And I'm like, watch. And then I meet them and they're like, oh, Eli's a bright young boy. Has it together.
That's just because you're looking for people to be on your side. Because when you fuck up,
you're
going to be like, no, but Eli was so nice. He couldn't be the person. No, yeah. He took me to fucking Hooters.
I'm planting like master seeds early on where it's like, wow, he's so good to my parents. But like when something goes wrong, it's like you have nowhere to turn. Even your own family loves me. That's the deep, dark moves that I have. It's the case where I don't mind. Like I don't have a problem with it. Like I'm trying to think if I ever went to a partner's house for a holiday. But I have brought one girlfriend over for the holidays. And I brought some other girlfriends to the house, but like to this day, everyone talks about that one ex-girlfriend. So I almost feel bad bringing a new partner home because they all just talk about her, and I know deep down they like still miss her and want her.
Oh, that's
so
awkward.
It's
yeah,
like
that can be rough.
I swear to God, like every year it goes without fail. My aunt will be drinking in my mom's kitchen, and my aunt at some point was like, you know what? Let's have a toast to your ex. This is like in high school, mind you, like freshman year of like college. It's like, let's have a toast to her. And we always have a toast to her. I begrudgingly toast a drink to this ex I haven't talked to in years. Yeah, they can't move on. So I know I need to bring new material, but it's been a struggle for me. Because I feel like for me,
when was the last time you brought someone home for the holidays?
Never. That was it.
Oh, you've never brought somebody. Oh, that just
I brought
one
people
girl.
Over, but not for like a holiday thing. And even that was rare. Mm. Where I think it's such a. I think it's more of my own mental struggle.
Yeah,
because like,
you don't want them to get too attached to her so they can be like, yeah. Eli, you fucking up.
No. Yeah. It's like this weird. I think I was very conscious of how I wanted to. Who I wanted to present to my siblings. And how I wanted to be presented. And like, I may have felt a lot of pressure in that regards of like, I want to show them the prime example of what a relationship looks like. And I don't want to bring a new girl every year. Because we have some family members that are like that. And I kind of want to
You don't want to be honest about your hostry?
No, not to my little sisters. Like, no, I don't want to
I mean,
be
they
like,
should. I mean, if that's how you're going to be, they should know.
No, I don't need to know all that. Yeah. They need to, you know, you focus and study and work hard. So now I give them the whole... If you just focus and work hard.
But what about when she finds out about your hostry eventually?
I mean, they will, but it's, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully they're at an age where it's like, oh, okay. But then they'll also be like, oh, that makes sense. That's what are we, you know, it is what it is. He was my older brother in LA. He was the cool filmmaker kid that was just doing the damn thing. Yeah, I think it's really intimate in that regards of who I wanted to bring. And I think it was kind of like a wall for me too of just like, oh man, you're like in it now. Mm. Like you're... And I dealt with, we talked a little bit about this like kind of wall that people have, and I think those were one of like the walls that I have in that regard of like, ooh, you penetrating into that space, because that space is like,
well,
real.
Don't I know it? So y'all, I don't know if I've shared this story,
what?
But I remember when Eli and I were just becoming friends, and his dad came to visit.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, he's like, yeah, my dad's around, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I'd love to meet your dad. And homeboy was like, no, stay the fuck away from my dad. And I was like, okay, like, that's fine. I don't have to meet your dad. Like,
okay, I didn't get that
Yes,
angry.
You did.
I didn't. No, no,
yes,
no, no, no.
You did.
You always take
you
the way
got,
I speak
no,
like into this big
you
way.
You went from an 11
no,
to a 15.
No,
yes,
no,
you did.
No. I love how I naturally am at 11 at all times. It's not even like a 1. It's just like, oh, you're a constant 11 that goes up to like 20.
No.
No, how
I
it went.
I was not ready
look it, cause
for you, how extra you were being about
no,
your dad.
No, the listeners know enough about you, about us, that I would
my,
never.
I had not seen his dad yet, though.
It doesn't matter, because I know you. I know you would see him.
No.
I know what you would say, and I know to this day, there would be some constant joke material that you'd probably bring on this podcast consistently. So for the sake of knowing who you are and the ammo that you could possibly have, I decided, you know what? No, I'm not going to do this today. And I'm not going to have any
Eli,
ammo.
You didn't even know we were making a podcast back then.
Oh,
I'm talking
I was
about
aware.
When we first met. Like,
No. I knew you from the jump.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so I just like was not prepared. And then I saw his dad and I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, exactly.
I
you
get
hear this?
It.
You hear this reaction?
But... You didn't even get me. I was just like, I was just trying to be a nice friend, and you over here about to like.
I was just trying to be a nice friend.
I was, because I didn't know how what the fuck your dad looked like. And then I was like, I guess I get why he gets all extra. But like, back then, I was just trying to be nice.
Okay. Well, for the record, mm-hmm. I'm not fearful of girlfriends fucking my dad. That's not like the reason why they don't come home. Like, God, they might fuck my dad. I don't want that.
I came up with a good dad joke for the DNA one, but it was after the fact, and I was real mad. I was like, damn it.
Good after the DNA one.
When we did the DNA video, and it said that we were really compatible, I was like, I had a line after it came out, and I was like, fuck, like, if only it could have come to
what?
Me.
What was the line?
I don't even remember. It was, like, at the end, but, like, there was something I said at the end. I'd have to watch it again, but, like, Oh, I think I wanted to say, I was like, damn, if I'm this compatible with you, what about me and your dad?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say something. I was going to, you see the material? You see? I was going to say, it's like, I was going to make the joke, too. I was like, oh, we're like, what, 90, 99? It'll be 100 with your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Whatever. Well, anyway, one of the many reasons. Yeah, it's just interesting. I think I've talked to some partners in the past. I know that was kind of like insecurity where I refrained from even bringing that subject up.
Your dad?
No, not my dad. I'm talking about this them coming. I'm not doing anything.
Look at how extra he just got about his dad.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm just talking about just the aspect of bringing someone over because a lot of the people I date are from LA. So their families are here. So naturally, I just end up meeting them where my family's over there and they never come to visit me. I'm not salty about that at all. But it's the case where then there's kind of this unbalance, if you will, where it's like, oh, you know my life. I don't really know yours. But then it just feels so adult bringing someone over for the holidays, which is kind of like, oh, God, this is that next ring up the ladder. But I think it's like it's... And this isn't a soapbox of my personal trauma that I need to talk to my therapist about. This is a guide to give you guys some perspective on the matter, which I'm definitely doing a good job to telling you why you should listen to me. But yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot of vulnerability there, which is why it's a big deal. But
I mean, you brought up something early. I think for me, so I'm kind of in the same boat where my family's on the East Coast and I'm out here. And so for my last relationship, his family was here. So I was very close with his family, but he wasn't super close with mine. I find it so interesting that like my family like literally never visited when we were dating. So it's like they never got the opportunity to meet him or whatever. But I do think for me, and it's so funny because I was just talking to my brother on the phone the other day and he was like, you were in a relationship? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, wow, I'm shocked. Cause like, I'm pretty like reserved about that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. But part of the reason why I feel like I am is because I'm like, I don't know. I guess my family means something. And like, I don't want somebody that's just coming in and out. Like, I don't want to expose them to somebody. Like, I want whoever it is that's going to be around, like to be someone that like is going to be around, you know?
Right.
I guess I feel bad. It would have been interesting to see how that would have went, just because, you know, again, like my mom is open and my family is open and accepting to anybody that I date. I just think that I do feel the sense that like they would like me to be with someone of my own race, and my boyfriend last time wasn't. And so, yeah, I always wonder what it would be like to, especially given that I have pretty much only been in interracial relationships, like what that would be like.
Interesting. Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah, I mean, is there any like holiday traditions y'all do that is particularly from the culture? That is like,
you mean like
clashes, say, with like a white guy?
No, I mean, I don't think we celebrate Christmas just like everybody else.
I don't know. It's like, well, my Puerto Rican side is very loud. We all talk shit about each other. We drink the coquito, and my aunt, you know, gives side eyes to like my uncle who brings like a girl every single season, and then my grandma's pissed off because half the kids don't show up from my uncle's side because he has baby mama drama. It's like this whole thing. It's all this like crazy hood ass Latin-ness, and then the lechon comes out, and well, the white girl's like, I don't like this. And my grandma freaks out. And it's like, oh, the fuck do you not like this lechon? It's lechon. It's a whole thing. There's no like food or dish or thing.
I mean, yeah, there's food, but I don't think that like, I can't say that like that would be the thing that would scare the white boy away. Like,
so let's just assume this white guy is like stereotypical, like cookie cutter, grew up in like Orange County.
I mean, I would never date that.
Okay, well, it's just for the sake of example. And he was like, hey, Daisha, let's go on down to your family's house and see what's up with it. And what would he be like, oh, gee whiz, about?
Oh my God. I don't know. Like, we celebrate Christmas like everybody else. Like, I don't know. I mean, we're Caribbean, so like we'll have like flying fish, peas and rice. Like, it's delicious. I don't think it's anything that like, shut up.
Flying fish, eh?
Oh my God.
How long is this one up in the sky? I think it's cooked just right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that we would do it's not even necessarily that there are things that we do, but I do think that, you know, for people of color, like, your home is your safe space. It's the one space where it's just like you can be that unapologetic version of yourself.
Right.
And like, so to have someone that's of a different race and then someone that's of a privileged different race, like, I think that that can change the dynamic. I don't feel like we have, I guess that, like, whatever you describe, like, I feel like I couldn't say that there's anything particularly hood about how we celebrate Christmas, but like,
I think this says a lot about who we are as people. Because I feel like, just with us and why we probably like bite each other's tails constantly, it's because I feel like I'm very much like a dog and you're very much like a cat, where you casually love and you're just kind of whipping your tail and it's like, hey, and it's like, I got work to do. And then you come back like, hey, I'm gonna love you now. And then you just slowly go back, I gotta write a paper.
And then, that's a cat to you?
This is a cat's tail. This is the way it's like, hey, I'm Daisha. I'm gonna go love you right now. And then you just,
this you look is like your left rub, side is like seizing.
This is me rubbing up against your leg. See you later. Where I'm very, hey, how you doing? I'm a dog wagging the tail. Unconditional love off the bat. Hello. I think there's some.
Well, yeah, that's why you have the hostry and I don't.
Yeah, I mean, it helps.
But also, what did this have to do with how I celebrate Christmas?
Because I don't know. It's like, I feel like I had a very animated description, and I feel like you guys are very, like, very chill in the sense of, like, can you pass the flying fish? Thank you very much.
No, that's not it. I just don't.
Do you guys dance?
No.
No dancing? Nah, I guess we don't really dance either.
Yeah, why are you sitting out here acting like...
Nah, well, it depends. It depends on the after party. Usually it's like a cousins have an after party, and then the older people get trashed and dance. We just kind of watch and laugh. And then we go to the bars and leave.
Like, we eat food, we hang out, we'll watch TV, open presents. Like, I don't think that it's anything that a white guy couldn't handle being around. I just think it's more so of the, oh my goodness, there's a white guy in the house, you know?
Do you think they would react well to it?
Yeah, I think they'd be fine. I mean, it's not like we haven't had white people in the house before. I just think
Who is
that,
this? Why, like, is his skin so tame? What is this? Oh my God.
I don't think that would necessarily be the problem. I think it's just like, it's community, right? And so, like,
Michael? He's back.
What?
No, it was Michael Jackson.
Oh.
All right, go on.
I think it's just like a community thing. Like, you know, like, it's just... It's weird, I think, having somebody in a space that is, like, primarily your own and, like...
No, I feel that.
Yeah.
Like, no, yeah. I feel that. I mean, that's why I haven't either. I think it's... I mean, I these are the people that I care so much about, and it is a privilege to meet them. Like, I really see my grandma's house as, like, a temple. Like,
yeah.
That is a holy place. Like, you gotta bless your feet before you go in there, Missy.
I think I figured out what it is. I think what can be hard is that, like, so we've had white people in the house before, but, like, those are people we've kind of vetted. We understand, like, who they are, and, like, you know, when you're bringing somebody home, you know, especially into, like, a very POC space, you don't know what microaggressions might slip out of them or, like, any of that kind of shit. And so you're just kind of, again, not that I think that I would... And I think that's the hard part about microaggressions is that sometimes, like, you're not even conscious of doing it. And so even if you are an ally in that way, you just might say, like, some shit that you're just like, God, I...
Ah. That's interesting. I don't know. Yeah, because... But it's also, I feel like you could find... I feel like you pick out the microaggressions while you date the person. I feel like you know what the likelihood of...
But you never know. Like, I just remember one time, like, one of my exes, we were playing Never Have I Ever, and he was talking about how he had, like, a run-in with the police, but he was talking about it in a very jolly kind of way. Like, it didn't necessarily mean anything to him because there was no danger.
Right.
And so that was hard for me because it's just, like, I could never talk about an encounter with the police like that.
Right,
you know? And so it's just shit like that where it's just, like, for him, like, you know, there's nothing, he's not intentionally trying to, like, hurt or trigger me. It just shows how different our experiences are.
Oh, Lord. Why are you waving it in my direction?
I'm trying to just wave it in general so it dissipates.
Oh, my God.
You smell it?
That was a serious burp.
Oh, it was salmon and broccoli.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm trying to keep it tight before the holidays.
Oh, my God.
But yeah.
Oh my God.
Microaggressions.
You always do this whenever I'm having a moment.
I don't do this when I have it.
Noodle World Jr. You're burping up your salmon and your broccoli.
Wow, two moments all season long.
No, there are other moments. No. I'm just saying, I'd be in the middle of some shit and then you want to come out here with your bodily functions.
You know, I think it's probably the case where, like, I haven't dated a white woman since high school. And I remember bringing her over during, I think, my high school graduation party, but I think it was like so far back then I was even thinking about those things. But it's the case where, yeah, the who I brought was Puerto Rican, which is another reason why everyone like loved her so much, and she looked like a light skinned Alicia Keys, so that doesn't hurt either. But it's
wait, Alicia Keys is light skin.
She's a light skinned Alicia Keys. Okay. I mean, she's like. I don't know, like light skin, like white complected Alicia Keys. Like, yeah. I haven't thought about those things. I do notice when my like aunts or my sister or whoever else, or like anybody really, because everyone's in a relationship right now. Like my aunts are really close in age with me, and then my stepsister and everyone else, but they all are dating people that are non-Latin. So mostly white guys, all white guys actually, and then my brother's dating Asian woman, and then my other brother's dating a white girl, and yeah, it's interesting to see how they react, because I feel like as the family member, I get to just be who I am and to just be wild and out and act like my personality, and then I get to kind of see their personality and how they work in that space. So it's really interesting where. I think some people are a little more, I guess, intimidated, or you notice that they are different. But I don't know. My family's pretty Americanized too, so I think it's easy in that sense. But I do notice just a little off. Like they're more sitting in the back laughing at our jokes versus
white people.
Yeah, like the white guys that are coming over. It's more so they're like chilling in the back, kind of laughing and clapping on as we do our thing. Not naturally, I guess, participating. But maybe in time. I think in time. But I do notice those little things that you talk about, which I think is definitely a factor in that capacity. I get worried that my family might say something or do something. I guess not in a malicious way, but there's one aunt that I fear that if she don't like you, she just don't like you. And it's going to be awkward. My Puerto Rican... Titi Pita is the most beautiful, loving, laugh out loud, big personality woman. But if she don't like you, I swear, from like my dad, from my uncles, from me, she has this evil, stern look that she'll just side eye the hell out you. Like she should win a side eye championship because she side eye like the best of them. I remember I was doing track and I was running. And after my run, this one girl went up to me and we're like chatting and stuff. And I felt something in the back of my head. And I was like, what is this painful energy of like lames in the back of my head? I look around and she's way up in the nosebleed seats, Raptors, like a pinpoint her. And she's just staring at me, just looking at me like this, like just focused. So I remember I brought that one girlfriend over and she was just cutting her food, just quiet, looking up, listening to her talk, going back to cutting. And then she didn't say anything, but then she like left. We said goodbye. I'm like, oh, Dita Bita, what do you think? She's like, she's all right. I'm like, damn. But yeah, I think she beat up a couple of my uncle's girlfriends in the past. Or maybe they get into it. That's another thing too. It's like, which side do you go on in a certain regard? That's other dicey issue.
I feel like it's hard for me to say. I just haven't had a ton of experience. Like,
yeah,
I've been brought home. I haven't brought somebody home, and like. I feel like as far as like me being brought home, it was fine. I mean, it was a little awkward because their parents were potentially going through a divorce. it was something, but I felt like we made the most of it. Like we had fun, you know, but that was looming in the air.
Right.
But I'm trying to think if somebody Well, I feel like me and my last ex's mom, we were like that. So like he was always in the wrong. It wasn't.
That's true. Naturally, if you're
I just feel like in arguments, I err on the side of like who do I feel like is like bringing the energy up a level that I don't feel like it belongs at, and then just like trying to think about how do we bring the energy back down to something that's manageable.
Right. Yeah, and I feel that. I think also it's the case where like in that perspective of us coming to the home.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to someone's home, you shouldn't be starting shit.
Yeah, you shouldn't be really getting into it. Like, even if you disagree,
yeah.
Like, even if there's, like, crazy Uncle Louie who's just, like, has his Trump flag waving around.
Well, no,
like,
so, because to me, I'm like, it's about space. So it's, like, respect somebody else's space. But, it, like, if they're, like, wearing a Trump thing and, like, being, like, a Confederate flag and shit, then I think I would just leave.
But, I mean, okay, what if he's wearing, like, a Trump shirt? And he's chill. He's not, you know, you don't have to
that's
say, you
different.
Don't have to give him a hug or anything.
Well, yeah, to me, that's different. But it's like somebody, if you're waving a Confederate flag, I mean, I feel like to me, that's like walking into like a slave plantation.
He's wearing
like,
a Southern Civil War outfit, waving the flag, shooting like, a musket in the air in the backyard.
Because I just know I respect spaces. So it's like if I'm in your space and there's a certain, you know, if you're like, I don't like it when you cuss and I don't whatever, I will respect that. But like, there also needs to be mutual respect. Why are you laughing
I just
at?
Feel like that uncle's like, I don't like it when you're black.
Like, well, then, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be here.
The South will rise again. I'm so sorry, Daisha. I'm so sorry. I'm like, gee, you know he was here. I'm like, yeah, but I thought he would tame it a little. I told him not to wear the Civil War outfit this year.
Yeah. So it's just like, yeah, I'm a big space. I'm like, whoever space it is, I will respect it. You know, I get that you can't control some of your crazy relatives, but then that also comes to a line. So it's like, I will sit through what I think I can tolerate. But again, like if somebody's saying like, I think we should repeal the 13th Amendment, then like I'm leaving. Like, and I'm like, I might even have to shut the door on this relationship. I don't know. Like,
that's where I enjoy trolling people.
Because that's where I feel like I think that you as the person, like if you know that you have toxic family members and you're bringing someone into that space, that's I think that it's your due diligence to let that person know. Because I think a lot of people are like, oh, my family is so crazy, but like I care about you and I want you to be part of this experience. And it's like, no, don't traumatize me. Like if you know that you have family members that are going to be unapologetically like that, then I don't want to fucking go. Like
that's
I don't
true.
Need to be a part of that. Like. So I think that if anything, I think if you understand that you have family members that are going to be toxic and that are going to make things difficult for somebody, like really difficult, like not like kind of funny difficult, but really difficult, then like, I think that you owe it to have a conversation with your partner and be like, yo, like I have an uncle that likes to wear Trump stuff. Like he's probably going to do it at dinner. How do you feel about that?
I think that's good. I think that's a solid tip of just like, you know, if you're the person bringing that partner over, lay out the game plan of who's who. This is crazy Aunt Tita Bita. She will side-eye you, but it's cool. And then there's Uncle Louie with his Civil War outfit and his reenactments. But like, lay it out now. Lay it out beforehand. Say, how do you feel about that? Do you feel comfortable coming? It should be fine, or whatever else. And then I think that's a mutual conversation to have. Like, what's your comfort level? And also in the thick of it, if you see that there's some issue coming up, I think it's safe to, as you're the middle ground person, to dissolve it as soon as possible. And of course, if the person's uncomfortable, I mean, that should be respected. And it's like, okay, we're just gonna go. We're gonna get a plate, and we're gonna We're going to go, or at least go in the other room and play some video games. You guys, let us know when Uncle Louie's gone.
Yeah. I think it should always be about trying to diffuse the tension, but then also being mindful of what can you take as a human being? What is your threshold? So it's like, you know, if you have a shitty uncle who might say a thing or two, as long as he's not trying to call me the N-word or something like that, then like, I can, you know, there's a certain threshold of like problematic shit I've heard in life that I can tolerate.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if you know that this person's like an extreme, again, like Civil War reenactment outfits, Confederate flag everywhere, hails the Nazi salute, like,
whoa,
you know,
whoa.
Like not doing
bad.
That. Like,
I mean, I think that's, yeah, that's definitely a step in the, I think there's a racism meter, and then it's like.
No, yeah, but I just think that there are
but
some.
But no, that's hilarious.
But I also think that, like, it's of the due diligence of the person bringing the other person into the environment.
If you're not telling your partner that your uncle's a Nazi and you're a POC, or anyone in general, that's, I think that you should probably. You should probably just re-examine, you know, what you think a normal uncle is. Because that's not cool and or safe in any regards.
Yeah. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, like, it's about, like, diffusing the situation. So it's like if you can remove yourself and go to a different room or, like, not have to be around the person. But, again, there are levels of toxicity that we can all stand to be in. So it's like, I think that's also like a personal call too. But I think regardless, before you go over to the person's house, if there's any potential problematic family member that you have, you should tell the other person and allow them to make that choice as to how much toxicity they're going to take.
And I think it's pretty good to like game plan in general. Like, it's, I mean, and most likely it will be fine. Like, you got, I think if you're telling your family, hey, I'm going to bring my partner over this holiday season, you know, generally there's some excitement there. Generally it's like, oh, we're excited to meet this person that you apparently are serious about.
Yeah.
And you know how parents are. It's like, oh, you going to have babies anytime soon? Is this the one? They're probably more excited than you are. So generally speaking, it should be fine. I mean, to have that conversation on both sides, like, hey, this is happening, yada, 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 figure out all the arrangements. But also, like, yeah, just to have that open communication with your partner if, like, oh, if it starts getting weird or whatever else or this or that.
Yeah, like, you know, what's your, like, safe word where you're just kind of like, I think I would like some banana pudding right now or something. I don't know. Whatever that safe phrase or word is.
And then Aunt Margaret, it's like, my husband died via the banana pudding. And you just start the drama through that. But I agree. I think there should be some definitely some texting under the table.
Yeah.
Which is, I think that's a safe communication.
Oh, yeah. I forget that we can text.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I feel like safe word would be fun.
Like smoke calls anymore.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be fun.
I get my Hogwarts pigeon or owl over here. Mm. But yeah, I think that's solid to like kind of just have that open communication ahead of time. And then I with my experience going over houses, I would say bring a little something, something. Bring a little a gift for the moms, a firm handshake for the dads. Depending, I mean, you know, I'm a guy in this regards, but I think it's nice to give a little trinket, a little hey, nice to thinking about you.
Yeah, well, like thank a bottle
you for,
of wine.
Yeah,
or something.
Thank you for coming to my home.
Hi.
She said you like this particular insert there, so to go get it. Feel welcome. Offer to help. I think it's a big thing. Can I help you with fixing this thing or, you know, preparing that thing or how can I be of service? Be of value, I think, is important as well, you know, to be like, oh, I not only want to get to know this partner, I want to get to know all of you as well. I think that's important. I think I would appreciate that too.
Yeah.
Like if my... Depending on how she reacts to all my siblings, because I act like a 10-year-old kid when I'm around my siblings. Like, I will pull out the Nerf guns, running around, or acting stupid. You know, how is she going to react to that? Or how is she going to react to my sisters? Or how are those conversations going to go? So, you know, I mean, be genuine with it, of course, but...
I mean, I also think, like, trying to... Like, meeting a whole bunch of people that you don't know is, like, really intense and scary. So, like... And then knowing that this is your partner's family. So I guess if you're the person that's bringing somebody into that space, like trying to find like organic ways to allow that person to feel welcomed in that space. Because I mean, they're going to, the thing stopped recording. It's just like, I mean, I was lucky that my last relationship, it was just him and his mom and like a few other people. Like, it wasn't like an intense swarm of people, but like your family sounds like there's a whole, like your house is packed full of people. And like, I could imagine that like being like a really scary, stressful situation for somebody walking into.
Yeah, that's an extra chore too. Maybe that's another thing too. It's like, oh, I gotta make sure she's comfortable with everybody. I don't know. It's a whole thing. I want to have a good time and relax. Oh. I want to bring my partners home so they could just see why I am the way I am. So they could like...
What is that? What are they going to learn? What do you think that they...
Oh, like... It's
your
just,
family reflects about you.
And it's not so much like everyone talking shit about how terrible I am, but it's more so like, oh, Eli has this sense of humor because of that. Oh, Eli does that. Like, I have very similar mannerisms with my father. We have very similar personalities in that way. Like, my family dynamic, the way we treat each other. Like, because, yeah, we just talk shit. Like, that's all we do. It's like, we call each other nappy-headed, ugly, this, that, like, dumb. But it's all love, and everyone's laughing and things like that. So, like, if I, you know... I gave a girlfriend a card. I forgot, it was like a, I don't know if it was Valentine's Day or a birthday or something, but I was like, it opened, and I was like, it was like, happy birthday, stupid, or something, or I love you, stupid. Like, it was meant to be like a jokingly kind of thing, because we're going back and forth with each other joking wise, and then that was like, what is this? And I was like, oh yeah, that's kind of mean. But if I got that from like my aunt, we would just laugh about it, which is interesting. So I kind of, it would be interesting to like see those things. Yeah, I guess.
Are they why you love Hooters so much?
Yeah, a little bit. it's more also the area and your environment. They could see where you grew up. Like, you know, I could show them like North
the
Listen.
Neighborhood Hooters. Yeah,
I could take them to Hooters. I could take them to Chili's. I could take them to my favorite Chinese restaurant. I could take them to like all the grocery stores I used to go to, all the places I used to eat at. Like just, I think there's something there to like really see. Like, oh, this is the roots of my partner, and that's enlightening. And it's like, oh, I get it. And I think it adds some context in a really important way.
I love how you would be so excited to take your partner to your neighborhood Hooters.
I would. They updated the Hooters, actually. They totally revamped it since I worked there. It looks too nice now. It's too chic. It's not like this isn't. There's not enough dirt underneath the nails. I'm a little upset about it. But yeah, it's. I would love to show them all those things. I'm like, this is who I am. This is the hood. This is where I grew up. This is where I live now. This is, you know, where I shot that video. This is, you know, it's. I think it would explain a lot. Also, friends back home. Oh, forget
it. Yeah.
That's interesting. That's like a time capsule of who you were. Like, it's based off those friends that stayed home. I don't know if you have friends that like stayed back.
I do. Home. I have one that's very passionate about having stayed back at home.
Till I die, yeah.
No, not like that. Like, she just loves Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
But she's like, she's all over the place. Let's like, she's Mass. Lived in D.C. and stuff like that.
Word. I mean, I got some friends that just like, yeah, just stay in the mix of it. And I think it kind of tells a little bit of like, oh, yeah, this is kind of who I was or what I do. Because there's some friends I only hang out with when I go back home. But yeah, I think it says a lot about your partner.
Well, it's interesting because, so I have, well, because I feel like I've lived a very late, so there are people that I only see when I go back home, but like, they're not necessarily, because I went to boarding school. So like, I have like people that are just like kind of like all over the place, but like I'll see them back home. But then there's also like my childhood friends. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel like is more representative of like how I grew up, rather than the friends that I might have back home right now. It's like a mix of like childhood, but then also like people who maybe like moved to Boston from after their experiences because of where we went to boarding school and stuff like that.
I think, yeah, overall it says a lot. And I think it's good to just kind of keep an open mind about it all, you know, kind of let it all in, see what they're all about, kind of.
Yeah, I feel like my friends would be so excited to meet. I think that they were really excited to meet my last boyfriend. I was like, well.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
Yeah, my whole family is excited, man. Oh, my God. It's like, is this going to be the year? Is this going to be the year you're going to bring someone? And I would say now I would love to bring someone. I think I'm quite ready for it. I'd be pretty jazzed. But, yeah, it's always like.
So you've never brought any outside of that one girl.
Outside of that one girl. That was it. There was a couple close calls, but it just didn't work out. Like I said.
What do you feel like is your criteria for that person to be the one?
I mean, I think it's just, a lot of it is me. So I think I'm just getting over the just that wall of just, I'm not going to bring anyone in unless I'm like, we've been together
Your
for
dad
years.
Is locked up in the closet.
Yeah, my dad's wearing a mask the whole time. Oh, you see, you made me burp out of rage of you bringing up my father.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you know, I think ultimately with dating, we don't want to like say too much and to make us look dumb. So for example of like, what do you want? And everyone's like, oh, you know, I'm either like, you know, I'm down for something serious, but like, you know, I'm down to like date too. I'm not like, you know, I'm still doing me. No one wants to admit the fact that like I'm looking for a relationship because they're afraid they're going to look like a crazy person. So, and also,
I think it's stupid.
Yeah, I think it's dumb. And also I think an example of that is the whole who we see in a partner. So I think ultimately who we see in a partner, at least for me, is that I see someone who could potentially be a mom. I see someone that could potentially help me manage all these crazy personalities once my parents get older. Like, can they be able to deal with all these kids and who they're going to be and these people? Like,
but are you ready to see that in a particular person? Because I just feel like these are all things where women are like, yeah, like, I'm totally down for that. But then it's like, I feel like there is a fear on the male side of like, I don't want her to think that this is, you know, that I'm thinking about like putting a ring on it or anything, or like.
No, I think it, at least for me, it gets to a point where if I'm gonna invite you over, it shows that I'm down with you. Like we're dating. Like, if this is not necessarily a ring conversation, I'm very open with how I perceive marriage and what my timeline is for that. So it's like, no, I see you as a partner that I'm gonna be with for a while. And I would love for you to meet my family because I see you as a consistent person. At least for me, it's like, I'm not trying to have new women every year.
Yeah.
I don't want to show my family or my siblings or cousins that. So it's like, I see you as someone I could potentially be with for years on end. It's not necessarily marriage, but there's that investment there. It's like, oh, you're there. There's that. So there's certain criteria. It's like, how are you in this space? If I get that from you, or like, what are your value system is? So, but yeah, I feel like I'm definitely more opened up in that regards to,
I guess there's also the question of like, are you obligated to bring somebody home? Like, you know, like, it's like, just because you've been, cause I just feel like, I think about the people where like, maybe you started dating in like September. And so you've only been together for a couple months. Like, are you obligated to bring the person you're dating home? And then like, is that gonna cause a rift in where your relationship is?
Is the chicken cooked just right, or is it a little raw?
Oh my God.
Are we taking this puppy out too soon?
Why do you always have to have these like ridiculous ass metaphors?
I think it adds something to it. I think it's like, yeah, you know, you pull it out too soon and you eat it and you get salmonella. No one wants that. Relationship salmonella, and no one wants that.
Cool.
I think that's an important thing of like when.
Well, are you obligated to?
Are you obligated to? I don't think you are. I think ultimately it depends on your situation, I guess. Like, some people don't have the full family aspect of like even somewhere to go, really, or that's not nothing worth to go to, or maybe it's their decision to not go back home. And that's just part of their life. And I assume they had that conversation of why and that's the case. But I don't think you're obligated, not necessarily, but I think.
But I think I think it opens up an interesting conversation of like, cause you know, I think meeting the family is serious, but I also feel like I feel like the holidays can kind of make it feel like an obligation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where like, if you don't necessarily feel it as an obligation, your partner might. And so then let's say, cause I'm someone where I'm like, realistically, like I don't really necessarily open up about being in a relationship until I've been with you maybe for like 6 months to a year. And so like, if we met in September and like things were going really great and then it got to the holidays, it's like, I don't know. I mean, for me, obviously it wouldn't happen because my family lives on the East Coast, but like, let's say my family lived here. Like, I don't know if I'd necessarily want to, but at the same time, I also feel like there's a part of me that might feel obligated to it. And so I think that like, that's an important question to think about. Like, do you have to, if you don't feel like you're particularly ready to do that?
I don't think so. I think it's like, I've put partners through that. We've been together for like a year, and there was an expectation of like, is he gonna ask me? Because like, you don't want to be like, hey, am I coming to the holidays? Like, you want to be asked. It's kind of like a little too forward to, you know, that, you know, throw yourself in the mix of that. I've been in relationships for like a year, and there's an expectation, and you don't want to ask like, hey, I'm going, right? I'm gonna go home for the holidays and see your whole family. Like, you want to be asked, and I just wasn't ready for it. And there's expectation on her part of like, oh, is he going to ask me? We've been together for a year, you know? And I'm mm-hmm. like, well, it's not a crazy assumption to have, but I just wasn't ready. And it wasn't, and I guess in a way it could feel like you as the partner feels like, oh, maybe they're not that into me. Maybe I'm the one that cares more in this. It makes you kind of reevaluate. That could be some potential issues there. But I think ultimately it's just to have that conversation of just being open and just saying like, hey, it's not necessarily you. It's just like kind of how I work. And, you know, because in that regards, we had that conversation. I was like, it's not you. This relationship's going fine. It's going great. It's just this is a big step. I've never done it before. I guess
it
is. I did it 8,000 years ago. It's a whole thing. I just this is a big deal for me. So it's like this is kind of just how I work. So it's not necessarily you. But
no, and I think that that's real. Like, I think that everybody, because I also think that a lot of people feel like there's like a relationship timeline. Honestly, I think people feel like there's a life timeline where I have to do everything just because that's like the thing. So it's like, oh, I'm in a relationship, so I have to bring them home or whatever. And I think that everything you do should be on your own pace. And like that also, as long as you're doing your job to effectively communicate, like you said, like you're like, this is a big step for me. I just can't do it. Like, it's not that I don't love you or care about you. It's just that like, that is a big thing, and I don't want to inauthentically take you home just because, you know, it's like, I want to take you home because like, I'm comfortable with that. I'm happy with that. Like, cause you want it to be a real moment. And I just think that too many people rush themselves and they throw themselves into these things just because, and it really should be about both people being really mutually happy and excited to take that next step with each other.
I agree. It's like, just because it isn't mutual doesn't mean it's not mutual. You know what I mean? It's the case where, like, just because you're ready and I'm not doesn't mean that we don't mutually feel the same way for each other. You know, it's like everyone has their own way of feeling okay with a certain anything, I think, especially in a relationship. And that should just be discussed and talked about. Where, yeah, if it was the second go around, hell yeah, let's do the damn thing. But yeah, I think that's ultimately what it is to not run for the hills just because that is the case.
Yeah, and I think if anything, you should be happy that that person's like being honest with you, because I think that's what's hard. I think a lot of people also don't like to admit that they don't like hearing the truth, and it's like, you know, like, and they then want to blow it up out of proportion and think that it's because of something else. And it's like, I think that like we have to learn how to trust each other on what we say. Because if the person says something and then, you know, you find out later it's something different, then that's that person's fault. And, like, you deal with it when you realize that they've done wrong. But otherwise, you know, in your situation, like, if you were like, hey, like, I'm just not ready, then, like, I think that the person on the receiving end just kind of needs to deal with that and accept that as truth and not like, oh, you know, he doesn't think that I'm good enough or he's going to break up with me or this means more or whatever. It's like, it means what he said it means.
It means what it means, everybody. You hear me? It means what it means. Just listen to what I say through my mouth hole, and that is truth. Unless I act weird or act differently before or after whatever else, maybe there's some assumptions there. But if it's business as usual, and I'm just like, hey, I'm not feeling this, that's just what it is. Because then like you were saying, I would feel bad. Then out of guilt, I would bring her home for the holidays. Then she's all like happy-go-lucky, but then she's thinking, oh, does he feel bad? That's the only reason why she's taking me. And then there's some weird energy there, and you don't want that weird energy while you're going to hang out with the family.
Yeah.
You got to put up a face, and the other person has to put up a face, and that's a whole...
It's like, you just want to authentically be there. Like, that's why, like, I would never, you know, I waited for my ex to be like, my mom wants to meet you. And I'm like, cool. Because I think I learned the hard way with my ex with the racist parents. Mm-hmm. Because he was just like, you know, like, he tried to warn me, and like, I just don't think I realized it because I hadn't dealt with racism like that, like that so blatantly in my face. And so he was like, you know, like, it's gonna take them some time, and like, yeah, but once they get to know you, they'll love you. But like, it's gonna take, and like, in my mind at the time, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I don't understand, there was a part of me that was just like, no, like, there's no way that they could hate me like that. And then like, for them to find out and react the way that they did. So it's like, I feel like that was a big learning lesson for me, which was just like, I have no desire. I don't want to say like it scarred me, but I just kind of think it really taught me about like if somebody's trying to tell me where their family is at, I respect that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have no intense desire to meet family until you feel comfortable allowing me in that space. And then also, I'm like, I will heed warnings like you don't even know. So now if you want to be like, oh, it's going to take your family some time to get to like you because of your race, I'm like, well, I think that I'm going to be out of this. Like,
that's
how I know real quick that this is not going to last.
Yeah, that's when you're out for sure. Yeah. But I think that, yeah, that's true. It's I want my partner to be like, you know what? I'm ready. I'm excited. Let's do it. Like, I want to be asked. Like, I don't want to force myself to the party and not feel wanted. And I think that's, and to be okay with that. I mean, once they're authentically there, oh, it's going to be so much better. Like, once you're both, it'll be a Hallmark movie. It's like, yeah, we're going to go. Yeah, jump on the plane, you know, maybe get a handy while you're flying in the air.
Oh, my.
It's a whole thing.
I love how that's where your mind is at. Like,
oh,
I get to bring her home so I can get a handy on the plane.
Yeah, like, and then you guys can, like, bang in, like, your old bedroom and stuff. Like, but my parents are upstairs. Like, book it. You know, it's just, it's so fun.
Okay.
All the jamborees. Of all those things. That's at least what I imagine. I haven't done it enough to know. But I think there's a lot of important aspects of meeting the family. But I would say, let us hear about your situations. Have you had met the family? How were those experiences? Have you brought someone to meet your family? What were those experiences? We'd love to hear them in the comments. But I think overall it's to game plan, figure out those secret codes, open communication.
Yeah, I think being honest about, well, one, I think the biggest thing we kind of just talked about was like making sure everyone's on the same page about going home for the holidays, making sure that everybody understands what potential problematic people could be sitting at the table, always aiming to diffuse tension at best, whether that means like removing yourself or like, you know, ignoring or not going, you know, not feeling like that you should feel obligated to bring someone, but then also you as a person shouldn't feel obligated to go. Mm-hmm. But that at the end of the day, that all comes with like being open and honest about what the situation is.
Yeah. Have your own authentic timeline. And I think, really do everything authentically is the overall aspect. And
And don't be afraid, like if you truly don't think that you're there in terms of like bringing somebody home, like because that's just awkward for everybody, like I wouldn't, just don't do it.
Exactly. And then the sex is weird, because the thing is like you want to be able to be like, you know what, let's do it in the bathroom and let's just have at it, or do it on the bunk beds, or do like just find, you know, it's gonna be so much fun, so much more fun if two people are authentically there on every level. So I think,
because heaven forbid we can't fuck in your childhood bedroom because you don't want me here.
Yeah, exactly. It's just awkward sex, you guys. No eye contact, you know. It's like, you done? Yeah. Okay. It's okay if I'm here, right? I'm like, yeah, no, totally. I mean, we're here, right? And I'm like, what is that supposed to mean? I'm like, no, nothing. It's just like, and then you guys are about to fight, and then the mom comes in like, hey, I made brownies. Oh, come on up here. Let's hang out. It's like, okay. And then it's like, you never deal with the situation. And you guys break up. We don't want that. So hopefully you listen to this episode and you get some hot tips from us. But
you sound like you're done. I feel like this sounds like this is a wrap.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. I think we hit it.
I mean, I should have known when we were talking about handies in the air, but
do we not want to talk about handies in
the
air?
No, we're not gonna talk about handies.
We're not gonna talk about handies in the air.
So this was a really great episode. I hope everybody can survive their holidays home. And at the end of the day, do what makes you feel comfortable.
Exactly. Do what makes you feel comfortable. And if you're single and you don't have no one to bring, that's okay too. Find that one dude that you never had a chance with and just ravage him at the local bar. Just kidding. Maybe. I don't know. Depends. But I hope
don't that... Don't listen to Eli.
Don't listen to me. We all know we have one, though. But I hope everyone has an amazing holiday season. I'll be heading to Chicago, hanging out with my family for a very long winter wonderland break.
And I'm not excited about that cold.
Not excited?
No, not at all.
I like the snow.
I'm excited
nostalgia.
For family. No, I hate snow. Wow. I really do. I okay. like, I can't. I don't know how I lived in Boston for you as long as I did.
Well, are you going? Are you
yeah, I'm going home. And that's what I said. I'm not excited right. to be in any of that. I'm excited to see my family. I'm not excited for...
You don't appreciate feeling cozy? Like hot cocoa, snow falling outside, you know, it's freezing, so you stay inside.
Okay, but, like, you're going to have to shovel the snow in, like, a couple hours, like...
Okay, well, I have an army of siblings to do all those things. Yeah, so I just kick my feet up and tell them to do everything. But, yeah, we hope you all have an amazing holiday cheer. So,
yeah, and we hope that, because this will be coming out after the holiday party, so we hope you guys who do come to the holiday party, you had an amazing time. And, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much, y'all.